It's recording. It's recording right now.
Oh.
Oh no.
It's actually how it feels.
So I can send you footage of lunch with a AI-generated summary of action items afterwards.
Wait, can you like Alexa buy me a pallet of corn?
Not yet.
Yeah, not enough our team member to his to his shop shop for me yesterday. We found a bunch of bags who are working on it right now. For example, when you have two guys, they lost abilities out of the ball. Because when you have 80% of your view is guys, you don't know what to focus on.
So,
I'm
going to be now.
There is an accelerometer. I don't read out the accelerometer yet because freaking block chip. Have I ever told you about omu rice and competitive omu rice? I discovered that, like everything, there's a competitive aspect of this hobby. I aim to cop the omu rice. Omu rice is ketchup, is Japanese, like they call it chicken rice. It's ketchup fried rice with an omelet on top of it. But it gets intense. The high-end omu rice uses like a folded French omelet with an entire wheel of brie under the omelet.
Huh. Sounds reasonable.
It's rice hamburger patty wheel of brie French omelet. You serve it as a stack. You cut the French omelet and it flips over and you get like rice with an omelet on top. I recently discovered that there's a domestic Japanese competition, and their omu rice does appear to top my omu rice. Sadly, it makes for expensive omelets. An entire wheel of brie is like $12.
Isn't an entire wheel of brie like a month supply?
They're small wheels.
Okay.
They're not full-size wheels.
I thought the point was to deliberately send the data to the servers.
Ah!
but only we should be able to read the data.
Hey, that's true. You could say that the servers are in a secure underground facility, immune from hacking. Highly immune to rain. Just put the servers in the cave. I'm impressed if they managed to scramble Kelly's legs faster than anyone.
I'll probably be in Boston for Thanksgiving.
You should try to remove the laser gyro the miters or something. Or I guess give it to Nate.
Slowly trickle it back.
Before the property gets like foreclosed on.
Thanksgiving feast.
Yeah, because we got like somehow like technically show something.
Yeah, yeah.
So we I have on your email list. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can have some. Yeah. Yeah, you guys can participate.
So recently it's really starting getting to see like every time I come here.
Yeah, no, I think that's it.
Speaking of, so yeah, tell me more. This was the MIT thing?
Yeah.
The MIT pilot competition. And we applied. We somehow got a second place. We applied with a robot. And we got a second place. And so the other path. So since then, we are outside of internal validation. And this is like a, I think a Gaussian MIT breeder investor gathering, something like that.
Kelly, do you want any potato?
Speaking of competition, NASA did like an XPRIZE-like competition called Lots on the Moon. The competition scope was transport approximately a kilowatt of power over a kilometer to like transport power on the moon.
Yeah.
And the competition was send your like tube units and piece of wire, and we're going to put them in a big like liquid nitrogen cold vacuum chamber to test them.
Yeah.
And the UCSB moving group undergrads won. The prize is $1 million, like cash. So they're trying to negotiate with the university to book it as a donation so we don't have overhead on it. They won $1 million
okay.
Out of Dane's head for bricks, like the old BattleBot ones.
Here, it's like Lubin poked me, and I was like, wait, I have to, because the Vicors were still like out of stock. So I still had the Vicors like from the old days. And then like, I reached out to my friend who's at Vicor, like, hello, can you like help these people get their modules? He's like, yeah, but just hypothetically, could you mail the ones that you have over here? I don't know if those are the ones they end up using. Like
it's literally the BattleBox modules.
The Dangerous or BattleBox modules may have won that company.
Like, just imagine being the engineering firm that lost to the undergrads at UCSB.
It's true, like some high-end like space consulting firm.
So the AI staff we're working on is still all in Shell, so don't tell anyone, the friend or any other because we're still following Shell's phone about it. Yeah. We'd like to even launch our project under some Harvard, like under some Harvard pitch name, not necessarily our name, so.
Are you going to release it under a new name?
I think it'll be a consumer brand.
Like, pick five letters?
Four.
What
are, hey, what's the, your girlfriend is the name? Quaka.
Quaka?
Yeah, you're the name.
Oh, Quaka, yeah, the raccoon thing. There's a raccoon-like animal called a quokka.
They don't know, they're out there. Well, the Australian animal, quokka, they smell. They're the worst type of animal. Yeah, but we're one stamp from winning 1 million from Keller because we're second place. The first place is a biotech company. And also, Bailey didn't go to sleep
on
that before, so...
Ugh, cursed by jet lag, as usual.
Mostly Bailey's fault.
No, it's mostly my fault. 4 hours of sleep that I drank a 24-ounce Monster and thought I knew what I was doing. But it turned out I had completely forgotten what I was doing.
So they asked, who is the CEO? And Wei was like, we have to drink. People look at each other. Probably me. And like, then they're like, okay, like, whatever you guys know, who is the CEO, come back to us.
Whenever you decide who's the CEO, come talk to me.
Yeah, and then outside, we're like, I'll hit, I'll hit, we just decided.
Do you want some chorizo wrap, anyone? It's not a bad wrap, it's just very hot.
Yeah. Limits the speed at which you can consume it.
The answer may be to dump the contents of the wrap out for faster food. The Irish bread. breakfasts are good. They're only available on weekends, which is a tragedy.
What are some interesting stuff you guys saw recently? I mean, like, can you start up or research project?
That's a good question.
You've been watching the PsyQuantum press releases? It's been going ridiculously.
I haven't been following.
Oh, wait. That's the major thing.
So the Australian government gave us $1 billion, and then the state of Illinois gave us another $750 million.
Wow.
Which doesn't even make any sense. Like, Illinois doesn't have money. Like, it's like a failed state.
Illinois.
It's a state. Why is Illinois the state?
I guess you guys have, like, basically achieved government status, and, like, $2 billion on government science projects is, like, lost in the rounding error of how over budget you are.
Right there.
Like, the whole project was only $4 billion. What a good deal.
You should aspire to be Boeing.
You haven't made it until... It's true, you haven't made it until you're double-digit billions over budget and double-digit years late. And the resulting project is, like, at least 5 times what it cost. The good news is we finished. The bad news is the unit cost is 5 times higher than what we told you 20 years ago.
The unit cost is the GDP of a country.
Yeah. I don't think there are any countries worth less than an F-35.
Like Chile?
F-35. Although F-35 prices keep going up.
I will say, it has been nice being on the, like, winning end of the lobbyists. Normally, I'm on the losing end.
This is incredible.
Taxes went up another $100.
Yeah. It's incredible. Like, PsyQuantum somehow made it through the deep tech drought and became basically part of the government. Like, not even a government contractor. No, PsyQuantum received another $750 million in funding from the state of Illinois.
Oh, wow.
Multinational government contractor.
It will be really interesting to see what happens when they realize they're like, wait, they're building the computer in Australia.
Do you guys agree to build the computer?
We promise Australia's going to get the first, like, commercially viable one, but Illinois is going to get both the prototype and the, like, profitable one.
Why does Illinois want the prototype? Yeah.
They gave us literally an abandoned steel mill. They're like, revitalize our like, Detroit.
I see, revitalize the Rust Belt by installing your prototype quantum computer. I guess as far as political lobbying goes, that's a small price to pay.
Yeah, well, we do also need a lot of steel. Like, they're building a very large, like, data center full of freaking, like, shipping container-sized cryostats.
I see.
A lot of power.
The thing is, it looks impressive enough that the politicians can put up a picture and be like, Illinois is full of technology now.
They also haven't put out, like, a press release because it's boring, but we signed a lease on the old linear technology analog device building in Milpitas.
Wow.
10 megawatts of electrical power and 6 acres of clean room.
Wow.
Or whatever, like, facility. So I might be moving to Milpitas.
Truly, PsyQuantum's fundraising capability is amazing.
It's exactly the same distance as Palo Alto from where I live now. But in the other direction.
Meanwhile, our dearly departed friends at Luminous Computing.
Ugh, those poor guys.
Why did you just grab
So one option is I could take Dane to the airport and, like, come back for you guys.
Yeah, I think we're fine.
You just box up. I think we're about ready to hike back to the car.
All right.
I could try and bring the car here. You guys walk kind of slow, so we got ourselves a few minutes.
Yeah.
My son, too.
Yeah. Well, I think Kelly and I are going to...
I think it's pretty fun.
Yeah.
We're probably going to go back to the India house.
Okay. So, actually, we can just leave you guys here.
Yeah, exactly.
Over the airport.
Yeah. Sounds good.
All right. Sounds good.
See ya. See ya next time.
Yeah. Actually, only in Boston.
Mustafa, have you been to my little workshop?
Which one?
The underground basement robot.
I don't think Kelly has. I was there once.
It is interesting.
No, that's not MIT.
It's not MIT. It's like my own.
Okay.
All right. Good seeing you guys. Yeah. Good luck with whatever direct to consumer sales.
But we're hiring for influencers.
Yeah. Let me know. Razor can buy a few.
All right. See you later, guys. They are the whitest people I've ever met. They're so white people. Two white people.
Oh,
you know, I don't
know.
You couldn't
win.
Wow.
You couldn't win.
You couldn't win.
You couldn't win. You couldn't win. You couldn't win. You couldn't win. You couldn't win. You couldn't win. You couldn't win. You couldn't win. You couldn't win. You couldn't win. You couldn't win. You couldn't win. You couldn't win. You couldn't win. You couldn't win. You couldn't win. You couldn't win. You couldn't win. You couldn't win. You couldn't win. You couldn't win. You couldn't win. You couldn't win. You couldn't win. You couldn't win. You couldn't win. You couldn't win. You couldn't win. You couldn't win. You couldn't win. You couldn't win. You couldn't win. You couldn't win. You couldn't win. You couldn't win. You couldn't win. You couldn't win. You couldn't win. You couldn't win. You couldn't win. You couldn't win. You couldn't win. You couldn't win. You couldn't win. You couldn't win. You couldn't win. You couldn't win. You couldn't win. You couldn't win. You couldn't win. You couldn't